Hi, my name's Ian Spencer, and my call sign is Delta Juliet Zero Hotel Fox, and this is my walk around of the ICOM, that's the IC705. Now, this is a very complex modern transceiver, and probably most blind people will need a program or some sort of control unit to actually control this transceiver, because it uses a lot of screen touch functions. But however, there are some controls which are perfectly usable as they are. I'm going to look first at the front panel, and a large part of the front panel is taken up by the screen display. But if we go to the left of the screen and to the top of the front panel and gradually come down, we come to a rotary control. This is the twin PBT, the passband tuning control, and you can push it to toggle between PBT1 and PBT2. And you rotate it to adjust the shift value, and you hold it down for 1 second to clear the PBT settings. Just below that, and slightly to the left, is a small LED indicator which lights green when the transceiver is on, blinks green when the transceiver is in screensaver mode, lights orange when the display is off by pushing power, and blinks orange while the transceiver is in standby mode. And just to the right of this LED is the power button itself, which you press quickly to turn the radio on and hold for 1 second to turn the radio off. Below that are two horizontal buttons. The left one is the Vox and break-in button, so if you operate that, it enables Vox, or on CW it enables break-in. And to the right of that is the call stroke DR function key. You push to toggle between the call channel mode and the VFO stroke memory modes. Hold it down for 1 second to turn the DR function on or off. And below that is a rotary control, and this is the volume, RF gain and squelch control. And so you rotate it to adjust the audio output level, but if you push it in, then it will display the settings menu, and you can rotate it to adjust the RF gain sensitivity or the squelch threshold levels. Now, if we go down from this rotary control, we reach the bottom of the front panel. And if we go to the right, there are first of all 5 horizontal buttons underneath the display. And the left-hand one is the menu button. You push it to open the menu screen. The one to the right of that is the function button, and you push it to open the function screen. And to the right of that is the miniscope button. You push it to display the miniscope screen, or you hold it for 1 second to display the spectrum scope screen. And to the right of that is the quick key. You push it to open the quick menu screen. And to the right of that is the exit key. You push it to exit a setting screen or return to the previous screen. And then there's a small gap, and if you continue going to the right, you'll come to 2 more buttons horizontally. The first one is the auto-tune stroke receive call sign capture key. In the CW mode, pushing the key automatically tunes the operating frequency to a close-by CW signal. And in DV mode, push it to display the receive history list, or hold down for 1 second to capture the latest receive call sign, station or repeater as a temporary call destination. And then just to the right of that is the speech stroke lock key. Push to announce the operating frequency or mode, hold down for 1 second to electronically lock the main dial. Now, if you move back to the left to that auto tune stroke call sign capture key, and then go vertically up to the top of the front panel, there is a whole vertical row of controls. And coming down from the top, the first one is a rotary control, which is the multifunction control. You push to open the multifunction menu for various adjustments, and then you rotate it to adjust the value that is assigned. So this obviously uses menus displayed on the screen, and you have to select them first before adjusting the value. Just below that is are 4 vertical buttons. The first one down is the RIT stroke TX key. Push to turn the receiver incremental tuning, the RIT function, or the Delta TX function on or off. Hold down to toggle between the RIT function and the Delta TX function. And then if you go down one, you come to the XFC button. This is the transmit frequency check key. In the split or duplex modes, holding the key down enables you to monitor the transmit frequency. In the simplex mode, holding the key down temporarily opens the squelch and cancels the noise reduction function. And there's a note, in the DV mode, holding the key down enables you to monitor signals in the FM or DV mode, depending on the digital monitor setting. And if we go down one from that, we get to the memo pad key. Push to sequentially call up the contents in the memo pads. Hold down for 1 second to save the displayed contents into the memo pad. And then come down to the bottom of those four, you've got the scan key. Push to display the scan select screen. Hold down for 1 second to start the previously selected scan. Now if you go to the right of these controls, there's a fairly large area on the right hand side. The top part is the loudspeaker and the bottom is the rotary control. That is the main tuning knob. And there are three LEDs between the rotary control and the loudspeaker. There are two on the left in a vertical row and one to the right of that. And the top one of these indicators is the ambient light sensor used to automatically adjust the display's backlight brightness. And it's got a note, do not cover the sensor. And below that, is the transmit receive indicator, which lights red while transmitting and lights green while receiving. And to the right of that, right near the right hand edge of the front panel, is the charging indicator, which lights orange when charging when the transceiver's display is off. Now that concludes the walk around of the front panel. I'm now going to look at the left and right side panels where a lot of the connectors are. So on the right hand side first, there's a vertical row of connectors and the top one is the send stroke ALC jack. Connect to control transmit with non-ICOM external units or the ALC output jack of a non-ICOM linear amplifier. Below that is the tuner jack, accepts the control cable from an external antenna tuner with a 3.5mm stereo plug. And just below that is a fixing screw, and then below that is the key jack, which connects to a straight key or paddle, an external electronic keyer, or an external keypad with a 3.5mm stereo plug. And at the bottom is the micro USB port, type B micro USB, which connects to an external power source, a PC or other USB device. And if you just go up again to that key jack and then go to the right, then you'll come to the DC power jack, which accepts 13.8 volts DC through the supplied DC power cable. And that concludes the right hand side of the IC705. If we now go to the left hand side, then again near the front, starting from the top, first of all there's a fixing screw, and then below that is the speaker mic jacks. And below that is then the micro SD card slot. You can insert a micro SD card, which you have to supply yourself. Now, if we go to the left of the micro SD card slot, then we'll come to the ground terminal. And if we go up from that, we'll come to the antenna socket. And that concludes the walk around of the left-hand side panel. And now a few comments about the microphone. The microphone has its mic element in the top right-hand corner of the front, and below that a fairly large area for the speaker. And of course, on the left-hand side is the PTD button, as you would expect. But below the speaker, there are two vertical buttons and two horizontal buttons. The vertical buttons are up and down. The horizontal buttons to the left of those vertical buttons is A, and the one to the right is B. And for the up and down keys, it says push to change the operating frequency or memory channel, hold down to continuously change the frequency or memory channel. And the A and B's, A, push to activate the assigned function of the A key. The default is home channel. And B, push to activate the assigned function of the B key. The default is switch between VFO and memory. And that concludes my walk around of the ICOM IC705. And I hope you found it useful.